Chapter 3. My First Job. By the time I am 18 years old, I am working full-time on my father's boat, the youngest of 9 crew members. The Lisa, as the boat is named, is a hulking steel vessel with a banged-up hull and a rusty patchwork of dents and dark paint. It has seen better days. I am not on board because I want to be. I am on board to make my $50 a week so I can go to mechanics school. I have already decided that the fisherman's life is not for me. I don't like being out at sea, the long hours, the monotony. I don't like the risks. Did you know that fishing is the second most dangerous occupation behind logging? A friend asks me. That it's 36 times more dangerous than the average job? I didn't know that, I reply. But I'm not surprised. A family friend had his arm ripped right off his body when it got caught between 2 boats. There's another reason I am not keen on being a fisherman. I hate being away from Clara. 6 days a week at sea and 1 day a week with Clara? I would like to reverse this ratio. Right now, I don't have a choice, though. I need money, and this is how I can earn it. We are in the Gulf of Panama with our nets in the water. For hours, we've been in one of our regular sardine hotspots called La Maestra, but we haven't caught anything. So we head back to our base island. We are about 20 minutes away, not far from the canal, when the fish-finding sonar lights up. You're not supposed to fish near the Panama Canal. There's too much traffic on the seas, and the other boats don't slow down. With a boat the size of my father's, 90 feet in length and 120 tons in weight, with nets that stretch out 1,000 feet, it's not easy to get out of the way if you have to. But my father has a motto I have heard my whole life. The nets don't make money on the boat. They only make money in the water. If the sonar is orange, it means you've come across a lot of fish. If the sonar is red, it means you have hit the fish lottery. The sonar is red. They are everywhere. We go all day with no action, and suddenly we're right on top of the mother of all sardine schools. Even though we're near the canal, my father figures that at this late hour, boat traffic won't be a problem. "Drop the net," my father hollers. We cast the net out in a huge circle.